May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, with all of these lessons, I'm not kidding you. Anybody could preach for about 3 hours, but I know it's summertime, so I tried to stick basically with one thought. And what caught my attention was the first couple of verses in Romans. The lectionary today, the lessons that we learned today, it can be all about sighing, growth, and then becoming. Paul says that the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. Anybody ever sigh? Anybody? Only me? Thank you. Or I think, oh my gosh. You know, and I said this before and I was so tickled because I knew it was in the Bible. Sighing is a prayer. So why do we sigh? That's an easy one. Life at times gets difficult. It's sad. It can be overwhelming. Sighs are the internal part of us, the Holy Spirit in us, saying, God, I'm in pain. Help me. God, I don't understand what in the world is going on. What am I doing? What is somebody else doing? I don't understand what is happening. Sighing can just simply be, I am totally exhausted with what happened today, or my year, or maybe only a month, but I'm tired. Sighing is basically, life is not going too well right now for me, Lord, so I need you. I need you with me right here and now. It means that I'm afraid. I'm scared even to get out of my bed. I want to stay home and hide. It means that I'm overwhelmed. I'm feeling empty or alone. So now what? God's what? What does our God say? Constantly we hear in the Bible that God is saying, rest with me, and then I will give you strength. Walk with me. Walk with Jesus. Walk with our Lord. Because then Jesus Christ encourages us. He lets us know that we are forgiven and that we love. We are loved by our Savior. When we walk with God, we know that He loves us. And we are to learn to do that love, just like He does. Just like God loves us, we are to love each other and to love Him back. We are to have compassion. And when we do that, peace becomes ours. We have that deep peace inside of us. And we are to know our God by very simple stuff. Things that we kind of lose track of once in a while, or we forget, or we get distracted from doing. We are to know God, our Creator, through Jesus Christ. We are to know our God through the Bible. We're to study it and learn it and do it. And then we are to pray each and every day, sometimes each and every moment, each and every second, we're to pray in constant communication with our God. And sometimes, maybe not do all the talking, just sit and wait in total silence. Not with the TV, not with a book, not with a radio or CD or sewing game plate stations, nothing. No distractions. just sitting on a chair or sitting wherever, waiting for God. When we keep close to the Lord, we do receive comfort, and not only comfort, but we receive power to have joy no matter what, to have love, and then to share it, not keep it for ourselves. It's not just a sentiment that makes us feel good. We're to share God's love, and that takes work. When we trust in the Lord our God, then we begin to understand His power. We also begin to understand His gentleness, His forgiveness, His protection, and we become aware, very aware of His guidance. When we live in His presence, when we abide with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Sanctifier, then we believe and know, actually know, that in any and all difficulties, we and all others, we know that God will be there and can conquer anything for us. We know there is absolutely nothing that our God can't accomplish in us, through us, and for us. Remember what St. Paul said? We know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. We are His. We are His beloved. And St. Paul also tells us, and God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. In other words, God knows us better than we know ourselves sometimes. What a comfort. What a comfort. So let's at any time, even now, just for a second, if you want to, you can close your eyes and just take a deep breath. And then exhale. And then realize that you're in a Christian community. Keep your breathing, realizing that we're all here together to worship our Lord and our Savior who has redeemed us. Take another deep breath. And relax within His presence. Make some time every single day to feel His presence and His protection, to sense God's strength and His comfort, to feel His compassion for us and His forgiveness for us, and mostly His love and His 100% acceptance of us. And then we are to share it. Also, and then, all we learn, all we do, all we hold in value at that point, when we really walk with the Lord, it will grow, just like that mustard seed that was so insignificant. But we too can grow and become a safe place for all that God gives us to care for and to protect. We are that precious to Him. And God is to be precious to us. His whole creation is to be precious to us. So I'd like to end with the first line of the gospel. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest shrub and becomes a tree that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. We are that little mustard seed, but when we grow with God, we become a safe haven, a home, a protection. We become that great shrub for God. we become Christ to all people that we meet and know. And if you have your bulletin, and I'm going to quick get mine, I would like all of us to read the prayer one more time. Okay, let's pray together the prayer of the week one more time. Beloved and sovereign God, through the death and resurrection of your Son, you bring us into your kingdom of justice.